This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast with Dylan and Dean.
It is Mad Wednesday on Joy with Dylan and Dean, and do you feel like playing a few games?
You feel like playing some games? So what kind of games do you like when it comes to computer games?
Like mobile phone games.
You like ones on your app. See me, yeah. The kind of games, I like to say Prince of Persia, but that was years ago when it was like on a floppy disk. Mm. So like, but in now, and I say the future when I mean right now, like I love me some Wii games and I love me some
Mario
Kart.
Do people still do Wii?
I do. But I'm a traditionalist. Like, I play Mario Kart on Nintendo 64. I'm probably not as up on the gaming terms as our next guest will be.
Yes. Please welcome Luke Miller.
Hello listeners.
Hello. How are you?
Not too bad.
Now, I mean, you're very familiar for games for a very specific reason. You make them.
I do make computer games. Well, I play games. And I also make computer games.
You do it all. So what's your love of computer games? Where does it come from?
Just dislike of other humans, I guess. And yeah. So just, you know. No, I guess it's an internal world that you can go exploring and, you know, live 1,000 lives in a way. So born too late to explore the oceans, born too early to explore the stars. So that inner digital world is what we've got.
Oh, that's so you beautiful. Just make your own. That was actually really poetic.
Yeah, I think that's the most poetic phrase we've had on Mad Wednesday ever.
Oh.
Possibly. I mean, you know. So, of course, we're here to talk about the Melbourne Queer Games Festival.
Yes.
Yes, announced this week and looking for submissions.
Absolutely. It's a, for the last few, can I give you a bit of background?
Absolutely.
Sure. Well, for the last few years, I've done an annual list of gayest games of the year because I guess computer games have been quite conservative for the last 20 years. And so the term gay game has actually meant worst game or terrible game.
Oh, really? Oh. As so it in, hasn't you know, been like...
No. It's been like, why are you playing that gay game? Or this game is so gay.
Oh,
and
no.
And so if you Google gay games or DuckDuckGo it, I guess, if you're a bit of a tech nerd.
DuckDuckGoose.
I shouldn't have gone off on a tangent. If you Google gay games in the past, it would often correct it to worst games.
Like games that aren't rad.
That's terrible.
Yes.
That's so terrible.
If the kids still say rad.
And so to kind of retrain Google, I've been putting out a list for the last few years of the gayest games of the year, and I've had to scrounge up some entries sometimes, to get to 10.
I feel like we're seeing lots of things about characters and gaming and everything. So there's gay themes coming into games in a big way. I mean, maybe that's over the last few years that's kind of become prevalent.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's a growing field and games themselves are maturing and they're getting a lot more themes. And
so every year do you feel your gay list is getting bigger and bigger?
This year's exploded. So last year I struggled to get to 10. This year I've already got about 20 and it's before the end of the year. And so
awesome.
I thought, how do I, you know, take it to that next level a little bit? And I was talking to a few friends and we all love the Melbourne Queer Film Festival.
Yes, this is
and
true.
What it does, you know, with films and gay films. And we thought, well, why can't we just put a little spotlight on gay games just for a few days?
I love that, a little spotlight. Like, Melbourne Queer Film Festival is huge. And in my mind, the Melbourne Queer Games Festival is going to be just as big. Maybe not right now.
We all have day jobs, so it'll be running in the evening on a Monday and a Tuesday.
But still, it's pretty exciting.
Perfect day of the year, though. If you choose the best Monday, that is my birthday.
And I know plenty of people are looking for things to do other than spend time with Dylan, so now they have a reason to
including
do this
me
instead.
Yes. I mean, I don't have a birthday cake for you because it's like several months before your actual birthday.
Yeah, true. Yeah. It's like at least 2 months.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine. Mm. That's fine. What got you into gaming? What got you your passion?
I guess we had a computer when I was a kid and my older brother would completely destroy me at a little game called Gorillas, where you throw bananas at each other, but the game
I
came...
I like the sound of that.
Yeah, thing. Yeah. I think it spoke to me on a deep level, deep fundamental level. Mm-hmm. But it came with the source code included. And one of my first forays into that was editing the code so that I would be able to beat my older brother. It never worked, of course, but I got the bug for writing games. And that just kind of...
And you've never looked back?
No.
Now, I mean, we were talking about the Melbourne Queer Games Festival. That's not happening till October.
Correct.
So everyone relax. It's not happening until October 22nd and 23rd.
But submissions are open.
I was leading in there. Oh.
I didn't mean to step on your toes, Dan.
Trying to say the reason why we're chatting today is because, you know, it takes a village when it comes to things like this, and a group of great people have gotten together to put the festival on. But, that, you know, if you've got a game that you want to highlight, especially a queer game, this is the space and place for you to do it.
Well, it's the thinnest thread at the moment, LGBTIQ games, like queer games, because there are a lot of games with gay characters in it. Like, I mean, a lot of people have probably heard of Last of Us Part 2, which is coming out, and that's got a gay female lead for pretty much the first time in a mainstream game. Woo! So people are very excited about that. But there's this really, it's a very small subgenre. So most queer gamers don't play queer games. They play regular games. And that's quite right. You know, they play Mario Kart or Call of Duty.
Okay,
but this is a festival for not for queer people, but for people who are interested in queer games.
Yeah.
And it's such a small distinction, but it's a really important one to me because it's about teasing out this sort of really, really small genre of games. It's just kind of quirky and weird and a bit rough and a bit raw, but made with a lot of heart. And it's just kind of, there's something there. I honestly believe there is. So it's sort of like a gay films in the 80s or 90s.
I think it's really exciting. I think it's going to be really great.
Will you be submitting a game?
No, because I'm the organizer. I don't want to.
You can't.
I don't want to clobber all the competition with my own fabulous, you know, work. So
how do people submit?
Well, if you just Google Melbourne Queer Games Festival, you'll get the webpage and just the submission forms there. So if you've made a queer game, please submit away. You know, if we get over 2 dozen entries, it'll be flying. So
that'll be absolutely awesome. So yeah, that's all you've got to do. You've just got to go and do that, and then you get to submit to be a part of the festival, which is very exciting.
We need to figure out how to make solitaire gay, and then we can enter it.
I mean, maybe that's just what you put on the back of the playing card.
Maybe.
I mean, I think the bigger thing you've got to do is figure out how to work the source code to do what you need.
Yeah.
It's a bit more technical.
It's all just typing.
It's all
just,
yeah, well, you know, we don't touch type no more. It's one finger here, one finger there. And there you go. Yeah. But it's all really exciting.
Yes.
Well, we're going to put the details up to that on our social media so you can submit your games if you've got one, or if you know someone that's got one, why don't you let them know?
And there are other ways to contribute too. So if you're a Twitch streamer, we're also looking for people, if you know what that is, then it's worth it, but it's too long to explain, I suspect.
Is that young people stuff?
Yes, it's all Slack chat and Discord and I don't know what it is. No, Twitch, if you're a Twitch streamer, contact us as well, because we are looking for some streamers to help us out on the day.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, queer gamers, you've got your queer games. Get them there, get them done, get them out there, and obviously jump onto the website to find out everything that's going on with the Melbourne Queer Games Festival. Luke Miller, thank you for joining us today on the show.
Thanks for having me.
You're listening to Mad Wednesday, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day every Wednesday.
We thought we'd get our guest to stick around a little bit longer.
We just couldn't let him go, could we?
You couldn't flush me.
We couldn't. Luke Miller's still here with us, and I'm trying to think
of like no end game for you, no game over for you.
No game over at all. It's a one-up. It's a one-up, in fact.
I don't get that one.
Well, that's, you know, when you get another line. Oh, my God. In my mind, I'm starting to get pinball references. That's where my gaming goes. But as we were talking on the break, things got a little bit more interesting. So we thought, like, let's not talk a little bit more. You're creating a game at the moment that's looking at Queer Melbourne?
Yes, it is. Yep, contemporary Queer Melbourne, but through a bit of a hyper-real filter, I guess you call it.
So what is this game called?
It's called The Beat. yes.
Bring the beat.
And it's there's a murder in the gay community at a beat. So I guess.
So how did this come about that you decided to make this the kind of fun game you wanted to do?
Well, fun is probably not the word. Fun's probably not the word, actually. It's actually inspired by, you know, the Sydney Cliff stuff and the Adelaide River.
Okay.
It's murder in the 70s.
Wow.
I thought.
There's quite a few, more than one, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And I just wanted to make a game that, I guess I took that as inspiration, and I thought it's important for gay people to tell their own stories and tell them in new ways, so not just in film, so in games as well. And so you play as a cop investigating a murder in the gay community. And
Are you a gay cop?
Well, you start the game married.
But
as you get deeper and deeper into, you know, the gay bars and the gay scene and the beat, maybe, you know, you don't stay married for the whole game. So.
Okay, so this is interesting. So are you setting it in the 70s or 80s?
No, something in my gut was telling me to move it to 2019.
These are still issues that we face today.
Yes, and I just wanted to kind of make it a bit contemporary. So it's there's this element to the game that sort of young people, they're kind of a bit jaded with Grindr and online, and so they've reactivated a beat from like the 70s.
Oh, cool. Are there mustaches as well?
No. And so there's a few older gay characters in the game who are a bit kind of, they're jaded, but some aren't jaded. But they're
so all, have you been retracing and recreating the Queen Melbourne that we have now?
Yes. So I've been using 3D scanning technology. So I've gone to, we went to an actual beat down Blackrock. It's no longer a beat, but the elements are still there. Like, it's pretty funny stuff.
Well, I mean, the elements are walls and a door, really, aren't they?
Oh, well, we don't have much time. The life-saving club there didn't like the fact that the local area is a beat. So their mascot is this really buff life surfer carrying a really buxom woman, like cartoonishly buxom.
Really?
To sort of say, my take on it is like we're saying, no, this is a really straight beat. Don't worry about that. Beach, don't worry about that.
Yeah.
So we've gone there. My beautiful laundrette in Fitzroy in Collingwood, they let us scan there, which is really lovely.
So when you say scan, like, how
was
do you
that
scan?
A beat as well?
Like,
no, it's mind, just, it means something to a lot of gay people.
So My Beautiful Laundrette's an amazing queer film from the UK, and and the actual laundromat named itself that, and it's always been. I remember when I was young, I just saw it as this little queer pillar.
Yeah, exactly. And Banana Alley, they let us scan there, and also.
But when you say scan, like in my mind, you're sitting there with a scanner.
Oh, yeah, no, we go in with photographers, and we take hundreds of photos of the area, and then we have magic computers that stitch it all into a 3D scene. But it's all glitchy. It's all
amazing.
Glitchy and missing chunks, and it's all really fragmented and quite sort of dreamlike.
Noir. Noir was the word.
Never try a difficult word on radio. That's what I'm learning.
I mean, Dylan, every single day.
And the Laird was also kindly let us into scan. So we're just capturing these little slices.
This just sounds really exciting. How far off do you think you are with the game?
Quite a while.
Are you still working on it?
Yeah. I think people will be able to test it later in the year, but I think early next year.
Time I'm going to have to get myself into gaming.
It should be a two-player game. And then we can go together.
That sounds absolutely interesting and awesome. And I love that you're actually not just recreating something, but really delving into Melbourne's queer history.
It's been quite a voyage, actually.
Yeah. It's really great when you can go dive in that way and find out.
Gives
so
you
much
excuse to go
out.
Hang out at men's public loos, really. So,
I mean, it never hurts, does it?
Just make sure you're flush.
Well, all right. Well, I mean, we look forward to hearing more about that, definitely, as it's coming back on. I want to hear all about the beach.
There's plenty of ways you can support Mad Wednesday. You can take a load off Dean by making an appearance on his behalf at LGBTI functions and events, or help Dylan by cleaning his bedroom. That place is a pigsty. Or you could simply rate and review this podcast so more people get to know about Mad Wednesday. Help this Joy podcast grow.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.